It's the Book of the Week.
Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday again, and it's the 4th of September. My goodness me, where has the year gone? But it's Book Club Day. Welcome to the Portsmouth Authors Collective Book Club. And we have in the studio somebody with possibly one of the coolest names I think I've read. It's Octavius Longcroft Wheaton. Good morning, Octavius.
Good morning.
And I've got Christine Lawrence in with me as well to have a chat. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Matt. Hi, Octavius. What a lovely name.
It's a great name. And he's also brought in a fantastic book, which I'm looking at. So I'd let you guys tell me about this book. Yeah. Well, I'll sit and read it, I think.
Yeah, before you tell us about the book, Octavius, I'm going to have to say that over and over. I love it. I'll just tell the audience a little bit about you. You're actually a musician, really, aren't you?
Yes, I've got a varied background. I've got a degree in chemistry, and I've got a degree and a PhD in music as well. So, but I do writing. So,
yeah. So, what we're going to talk about today is how you got to the writing bit.
Pandemic lockdown, as I'm sure happens to a lot of people, the pandemic started me writing.
And you write about cats?
I write about my particular family of cats that I acquired about 12 years ago now. And it's about the story of their life and the strange adventures and things that happened to them.
So the first one's called Hello, Mr. Bowtie, I believe.
Yep, that introduces us to Mr. Bowtie, who's the middle kitten of the family, and we took them in as a family of cats. Basically, we took them in strays, in that Dad turned up with a hole in his head and his nose from being bitten by a fox, which was infected by the time, so it didn't look particularly pleasant. And I put a cardboard box outside for him with a towel because he wouldn't let anyone near him, and a bowl of food. We didn't have cat food, so he had to have corned beef. But that seemed to bring him round a bit, and then by the afternoon he was looking a lot more healthy. So he kept turning back up for food then, so I kept feeding him. And then he brought the wife round, which was Mrs. Mittens, who's a very, very small little cat that doesn't have a tail. She's got like about an inch, 2-inch long tail. So I don't know how she lost that. I don't like to think about that. And a couple of weeks later, she then brought round her kittens, which was Scratchy, Bowtie and Junior.
Wow.
So I ended up with a family of 5 cats.
So why Mr. Bowtie? Where's that?
Why pick on him? Well, he was probably the most outgoing of the whole family in that he just craves attention.
Yeah.
He'll sort of come into the room, throw himself on his back and stick his legs in the air. And if you're not paying attention to him, he'll literally come over to you and paw your leg or scratch your leg, depending, whichever he needs to get attention. So I thought, yeah, well I'll base a series of stories around him. Because I have been considering, because I hadn't had large animals before. I kept aviaries before with birds in them, but I'd not had a cat since I was about 4. So it was quite interesting to see their behaviour, because I'd never seen a family of cats, certainly. And I just thought it was fun that Mum used to take the three kittens out onto the lawn and take them hunting. And she sort of trained them, so she sort of getting them to do sort of almost army manoeuvre things to catch the wildlife. So it was like, that would make a really good story. And then when I had the time during the pandemic, I started putting Hello, Mr. Bowtie together, and it sort of, I thought, well, let's do the story of how he got here.
So did you write the actual story that...
Well, I like to think I translated it from my cats, but I put together the basic framework of what happened. And they're all scenes that I've seen him do. I think he exaggerates a little bit when he tells them to me, but I'm fairly sure that they've seen, because I've seen quite a few of the end events of these things. So he's quite a storyteller, is Bowtie.
And do you still have the aviary?
No, I think he might well have, it'd have been like looking in a fridge for him the whole time. He'd just be sitting there looking at them, so it'd be a bit cruel, that one.
And you've written other books about him since?
Yes, I've Hello, Mr. Bowtie, Who He Knew Friends came out, I think it was last year now, and that was a continuation of his story where he starts to meet other creatures around the area. Particularly, he makes friends with a little swan called Hemingway, who has lost contact with his parents. There was a storm and he's been left on his own, and he's being looked after by two thespian swans called Siegfried and Tristan.
Siegfried and Tristan. Now that rings a bell.
You've got to have good names for or pratic names for swans. Sure, I think they're regal birds.
Mm. So, do you want to tell us a bit about your latest?
Yes, my new one, which came out on Thursday, is "Hello, Mr. Bowtie. What are you up to now?" Which is following on from his adventures from the previous book.
Well, how about we stop for just a brief moment, have a little bit of music and look in this book, and I'll be right back.
Everybody wants to be...
Well, welcome back, and yes, we all do want to be a cat this morning, because we're chatting to Octavius about his wonderful character, Mr. Bowtie. And I'm going to ask you, hello, Mr. Bowtie, what are you up to now?
Well, Bowtie's been up to a lot of things. So what I try and do is each book's consisted of 10 stories, effectively. So he gets to do a lot of different things in that. This one particularly focuses on him meeting up with a squirrel called Jack, who he starts off chasing, and it goes on from there. And then it looks at when his father became ill, in that his dad got a problem with him where his back legs stopped working. We took him to the vet. They didn't know what it was. He went to the specialists, and in the end he started walking again on his own. So we never were quite sure what was wrong with him, but it was just nice to have him back. But they all sort of missed him so much, so I sort of wrote the story as a three-part one about the journey of that. And I introduced such communication networks such as the Pigeon Post and the Rat Network, in which Bowtie can find out news from his dad. It also looks at Bowtie's acting dreams and aspirations, and he gets to meet up with the artistic critics that he almost ate during the second book. And so he gets some appraisal from them again, as he puts on a summer play for the wildlife of Deadmead.
I could imagine wanting to eat a few critics.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of authors that would do.
Only the bad ones.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got the book in front of us, and the design, the cover design, and the illustrations inside are really good.
I'm very pleased with the art style for this one. It's probably what a version looks most like my cats, which is what I like. And he's got the artwork from all his friends. So a lady called Vanessa Wells does the artwork for me, and she very patiently put up with me sending her loads of different photos of my cats to make sure that they were actually accurate as to what they look like. And in creating characters like Siegfried and Tristan the swans on there, and Hemingway, and yes. If you just look on the cover alone, you've got Dave the rat and Vinnie the vole there, and you've got Kevin and Sally the water birds and things like that. So yeah. it looks really spectacular from a point of view of the bringing the stories to life.
Yeah, it certainly does. I've got a picture here that I'm looking at of the four kittens, and I believe it must be Mrs. Mittens.
It is.
And peeking through the window is Santa Paws.
Yes, well, the cats have their own version of Santa Claus, which is Santa Paws. I won't say too much because I don't want to spoil the story, but he doesn't bring presents into the house. He'll leave you rodents outside the house to catch in the morning.
I had a cat who did that.
That one that follows on from that about New Year's Day was an event that was 100% true, in that when the fireworks went off, they got scared, and Scratchy's brother ended up smacking him on the head, and he ended up with a gash in his head that I had to take him on New Year's Day to have his head stapled. He took three staples at the vets on that, because he got hurt by the explosion. Scratchy doesn't mind fireworks. He's the rest of his family that doesn't like them. He'll sit and watch them out the window when the others get terrified about them. So it's just Scratchy's a little bit different to the rest of his family.
He's a heavy metal fan as well, yeah, I suppose.
Quite possibly. I haven't tried him on that yet, but
so I've been on the bookstore while you've been selling them.
Yes.
And people assume that they're for children, but I don't think they are just for children.
No, therefore I based it as a very wide audience. Mm. I think animal lovers certainly like the book. If you've got a cat, I think you'll like the Mr. Bowtie stories. I particularly aimed it really for parents and grandparents to read stories to their kids, because I always have fond memories of my mother reading to me when I was younger, when we had all the different stories and that. So I thought, well, it'd be nice to have some books aimed for that audience.
That's a lovely thing to do.
And also each story is broken down into several different parts, so it has a nice little split point where you can end the story for the night.
They would make really good bedtime stories to read to kids, as well as kids reading them themselves, I think.
Yeah,
You've covered the full age range really well with that.
I actually read one last night in bed, so yeah.
You can't help but like Mr. Bowtie.
Yeah, and I do love cats. I've got two myself at home. Yeah. Do you actually have any ideas for the next?
Yes, all story? 10 stories are planned. Yeah. I have the titles for them. It's just a case of how I, when I get a chance to start writing it, it's just putting it together at the moment, really. I like to think again, even at an early stage, what artwork's going to be there. And the main one I've got in mind at the moment is Bowtie joining up with the Mousy Morris group and trying a bit of Morris dancing. So.
Oh, I wonder where you got that idea from.
Yeah, I wonder.
Mr. Morris Dancer. Finally, I guess. Where can I get this book?
Locally, you can get it at New To You Books in Cosham. So I really would encourage you to support local bookstores and go in and get it.
Yes.
You can get it on all internet bookstores, and I would also look out for the Portsmouth Authors Collective table when we're at different events, and you'll be able to pick it up there, and also you'll be able to get a signed copy.
That'd be great. Have you got any bookstores lined up in the near future?
Some coming, but we're just working on a launch date for the book itself now. So hopefully that will be along shortly.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you. Well, thank you very much, Octavius. Oh, I get to say that name again.
I know, it's great, isn't it? There is one more question we've got to ask you, of course, which is what the piece of music is that you've chosen.
Right. I chose a rather interesting track by the Stray Cats called The Stray Cats Strut.
Oh, yes.
Which is a nice little track I came across when looking up cat videos on YouTube.
Well, that's the best way to spend a weekend, isn't it?
It is,
cat videos on YouTube.
I remember when that came out. That ages me. But yeah, good choice.
So that's a Stray Cats track from the Stray Cats, which was Octavius's choice this morning. And we've been chatting about Mr. Bowtie, who is a wonderful cat, and brilliant children's books. But yeah, Christine, you came up with something, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm sort of quite intrigued at the fact that you've got a PhD in musical analysis, and obviously in your heart you are a musician.
Yes, I am, yeah.
I'm just wondering, I know how you got from that to writing, but how does your musical abilities fit
Mr. Bowtie starts a rock band.
Yeah.
Well, you say that. Jokingly, Bowtie does like different types of music.
Okay.
In that I do swear he tries to dance to different tracks. He seems to have a soft spot for Lady Gaga, for example. Whenever Fair those play. Tracks come yeah. on, he does start prancing around, which was why I got him into liking show business in the books. In that he wants to take up acting. It's something he's always wanted to do. When he comes across it and he finds Tristan and Siegfried rehearsing a Shakespeare play, and he's never heard of a play, so they reenact a bit of the play for him, and he's totally bedazzled by that. And he wants to be in the limelight. He wants that spotlight shone on him, so he keeps pestering them to be in one of their productions. And at the end of the second book, so Hello Mr. Bowtie, Who Are Your New Friends, he's allowed to take part in the summer production where he plays Titania in Midsummer Night's Dream. And the hedgehogs make a little set of wings for him. And,
oh, brilliant.
He's able to, he forgets his lines occasionally, hence his altercation with the critic later on. But he is learning, so he's getting better. And but he does keep it secret from his parents, because he doesn't think that, one, they will like him acting, and two, they might just eat his friends.
Oh, that would be sad.
It would be. It would be.
Have you taught him to play any musical instruments yet?
No, he's had a go on the piano when he walked along the keyboard. Not very musical as yet, but he is learning. He's just a beginner. So I'm trying to work on scales with him as he walks along the keys at the moment.
No scenes from Aristocats happening yet, then?
Not yet. Yeah. No. That might be a while in the future, yes.
but you are thinking about maybe making a musical one day?
Possibly. I would like to see Hello, Mr. Bowtie done as a cartoon, is what I would like to see. Too traditional animation. He would love to be a Disney-style animation cat. Mm. Although whether I could live with his ego after that, I don't know. But cats are always fairly aloof from us anyway, so it may not make that much more difference.
Perhaps I shouldn't have asked you. Shouldn't ask you this, but I was going to say to you: Are there parts of you in Mr. Bowtie's character?
Not really. I mean, Mr. Bowtie really is. Dictates where the story's going away, because it just depends what antics that he gets up to. It's like in the first book where he catches a bat. And the bat was fine at the end of the day. I will say that to all animal lovers out there, the bat was free to go. But he does these strange things. Mm. I don't know where he found it, where he made friends with this thing, but he did bring it in to see us, and I had to release him back into the garden where he sort of looked a bit disgruntled. But he was perfectly all right.
And do you get any negative feedback from readers about how vicious cats can be?
I haven't as yet, no, in that... I always viewed the Bowtie books as bringing a bit of happiness and a bit of just sort of good-feeling story out there. I try and keep them very, very positive, even when he might be encountering hard times. The first book had a fair amount of sad stories in it when they were strays and desperately trying to find food before they stumbled across me. But I've tried to keep them as upbeat as possible, but it's all put across in Bowtie's own voice. He gets very annoyed if I try and use mine. He didn't want me to have my name on the cover, really, being fair. He wanted it by Mr. Bowtie.
Well, I think that's about all the time we've actually got this morning. We could chat about Mr. Bowtie for hours, I'm sure, because he does sound great fun. And the illustrations in the book are absolutely superb. I'll tell you, anybody who wants to have a look at these, please get hold of this book and get yourself a copy. It is a great book. It's very beautifully written and beautifully illustrated. So thank you so much for coming in and sharing that with us.
Thanks for having me,
Octavius.
In.
It's been brilliant. And thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Matt. And thank you, Octavius. I get to say it again. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And we shall hand back over to Patrick for the rest of Morning Call.